Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour biweekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, A Good Tale. As is a tale, so is life. Not how long it is, but how good it is what matters. Seneca. We live in a time where the average lifespan is almost double what it was 200 years ago. Advances in medicine, sanitation, and agriculture have made it possible for more people to live longer. And in many other ways, the physical and external parts of our life are better. Life is certainly much easier than it was 200 years ago. But as we work on increasing our lifespans, are we working on increasing the quality of our lives? Are we living a good life? Because what's the point of living longer? Just to live longer? I mean, if you live to 100, and you're unhappy and miserable, and treat people poorly, then what's the point? As a good Stoic, you should always keep in mind, memento mori, that you could leave life at any moment, so you shouldn't expect to live to an old age. It may happen, it may not. It's something that, for the most part, is out of our control. So you should do your best to live a life that, were you to die tomorrow, you'd be proud of. Because honestly, it doesn't matter if you live long or if you leave life tomorrow. You should always be striving to lead a good life. As Marcus Aurelius said, waste no more time arguing about what a good person should be. Be one. What are you doing to write your story? What steps are you taking to create a life that is worth living? What are you doing to step out of the grind of work, TV, sleep, repeat? Don't wait until tomorrow to work on becoming a better person. Don't wait until later to be kind and helpful to others. Don't wait until next year to start working on the dreams that you have. You don't know how long you're going to live. Put more effort into living better than living longer. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a topic or a question that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll to the bottom of the front page. And there, you can send me a message. And I'll do my best to answer your question here on the show using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter. And if you're feeling generous, please donate to our Patreon account to support this podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.